In this video, we'll look at how to manage security within the Team Foundation Service Preview from Microsoft. So let's get started. Here we are at our Accounts Welcome page. On this page, we can see a list of our recent projects and teams, click some of these Getting Started icons, update our profile, or in the upper right-hand corner, click on this little icon that looks like a gear, and go to our Control Panel. Now in the Control Panel is where you can administer your account, the project collection, or the various team projects and teams. We're going to focus on managing security at those different levels in this video. Over here on the left, we can expand our default collection, and we can see the different team projects contained within, and the different teams contained within those team projects. At any one of these levels, we can click on one of these little shortcuts and go to the administration page for that specific item. So for example, if we go up here to the default collection, we can jump to its collection administration page, and that adds one more level up here to the breadcrumb navigation. Here we can see the different projects, or we can actually go and manage the security for the collection. Now here you can see many of the built-in Team Foundation groups for this collection. This list should look somewhat familiar if you've ever managed Team Foundation Server 2010. For example, the Project Collection Administrators group is selected, and over here on the right you can see the different permissions. Huh, that's funny, administrators get all possible permissions, go figure. Also, this group cannot be modified. Across the top we can see the members of this group, and currently it's just me and a Project Collection Service account. We can also see what this group is a member of. Because remember, security in Team Foundation Service is a hierarchy. Groups can be within groups, and members can be within groups. So as we can see here, Project Collection Administrators are a member of the Project Collection Valid Users. If we go back to Members, we can add a new member to this group. So over here on the left, I'm going to pull down this Add list, and we're going to add a user. I'm going to invite Andy to join this group. Andy will have to have a Windows Live ID, and that's what I've entered here. Let's go ahead and save these changes. And now we see Andy listed. Later, we can always come along and remove Andy by clicking this hyperlink here. So what I would do at this point is I would just share the details of this collection with Andy, and he would use the URL I gave him to connect. Andy will be required to log in using his Live ID. So keep in mind that the Team Foundation service uses a claims-based authentication approach. It will only know that a Live ID is valid when somebody logs in and presents the claim that contains that address. In other words, be careful as you enter these IDs. There is no validation. Also, Andy will have to manage his own profile, just as I can do up here. If I pull this down to go to Manage Profile, here's where I can specify a more friendly display name, upload a picture of myself, or provide other information. So Andy would be responsible for updating this information in his own profile. Let's go ahead and cancel this. And over here on the left, you can actually create custom TFS groups. So for example, I could create a special group of users who may only perform certain actions within a collection, like just creating team projects. So we'll call it Team Project Creators. And we'll say members can only create team projects. And we'll go ahead and create this group. And with that group selected, we could go over here to permissions and give it just the permission to create team projects. So for example, it's currently not set. We can change that to allow. And then scroll down here and save those changes. Let me scroll back up. I should also point out that if certain items are allowed, you can also change them to be denied. So you can explicitly allow or explicitly deny these permissions. But sometimes you're given permissions because they're inherited through the membership of another higher level group. For example, Team Project Creators can create a workspace. That's interesting. I never actually told them they could do that. So I can always come over here and click this Y link will actually tell me the effective reasons why a permission is given. Let's go over here to the Users tab. So this view is interesting because we can actually pivot and see a superset of users across all groups, including their effective permissions and the groups which they're a member of. So for example, if I highlight myself, I can come over here and see which groups I'm a member of. And there might be some in here that are old that I've forgotten about, so I can go in and remove those if I don't need them anymore. On the Permissions tab, this will actually show me an effective list of permissions across membership in all of those different groups. And again, I can come in here and I can set these, explicitly allow, explicitly deny, or if it's set to inherit, I can actually click this hyperlink and see why. So for example, if I want to see why I can administer workspaces, this will show me. It's because I'm a member of the Project Collection Administrators group, and that's why I get that permission. This is great for troubleshooting. Let's go ahead and close this. And if there's a user out there that you've given some explicitly allowed or explicitly denied permissions, you can scroll down here to the bottom and you can actually clear those and go back to just the inherited set of permissions. That's also helpful for troubleshooting. Let's go back to the Overview tab here in the collection. And if I actually click on the Tailspin project, I'll go one level deeper in the breadcrumb navigation up here. And now we're actually looking at and managing this Tailspin team project. So if I come over here to the Security tab, you will see an administration experience at the team project level that's very similar to what we just looked at the collection level. We've got lists of groups and users down the left-hand side, as well as the permissions, the members, and the membership tabs across the right-hand side. Really, the only thing different here are these things called teams. Now, teams is kind of a new concept. It allows members of these teams to use the agile planning tools to manage their backlogs and tasks. We'll actually discuss those tools in another video specific to agile planning. So these groups down here will look familiar if you've ever played with Team Foundation Server before. There's the project administrators group for a specific team project, which has all allowed permissions. These are the people that can administer the team project. Your contributors are considered your standard workers. They can add or edit work items, work in source control, run builds, things like that. And the readers group has mostly read-only permissions for work items and source control. Notice the Tailspin team here is actually represented as a group, and they have their own sets of permissions. You can also invite new members to join the team. I'm going to go ahead and do that. We're going to add a user. And I would really like it if Dieter joined our team. Let's go ahead and save those changes. Notice there's also this edit drop down here at the top where I can actually edit the profile of the team. That's kind of interesting that we can actually have a profile for a team, but this is where you can give it a different friendly name and description. You can also set a picture for the team. So I'm going to change mine here from the Tailspin team to the Scrum team. And the same for the description. Let's go ahead and find an interesting picture to represent our team. I'm going to browse out here to my desktop where I just so happen to have a photo of our Scrum team. And we'll go ahead and save these changes. And we can see our photo there. And save changes one more time. Now this picture we'll actually see throughout our Team Foundation Service experience to represent this team. Let's go back to the Overview tab. And if we click on our Scrum team over here on the right, we're actually taken to a fourth level up here in the breadcrumb navigation, which is the team's page itself. Now this is an administration experience scope to just this team. Here you can see a team profile, as well as be able to perform similar security administration tasks here that we just saw on the project screens. You can also set up alerts for the team. There are other areas in the Team Foundation Service where you can tweak security. If we go back here to our Tailspin team project, we can go to the Areas tab, and here we have the different areas set up to manage our work items. For any one of these areas, such as administration, we can actually come over here and edit the security. Now this will affect who can manage the areas and the associated work items in those areas. Let's close this. And if we go up here to iterations, we can see that there's a similar setting here for the different sprints. So there's a similar subset of security permissions here on project iterations. So as you can see, there's a very robust security infrastructure in the Team Foundation Service preview. Security can be set up and managed at the collection, project, team, and even the area and iteration levels. So in this video, we've taken a look at how to manage security within the Team Foundation Service preview from Microsoft.